Hey everyone, welcome to the Mayor's Table. Spring is here. It's a great time to learn about something new here in the city of Farmington. It's not new. It's been around since the 80s, but it's the Bonnie Dallas Senior Center. First time on the show today is our adult programs manager, Jack Lowry, going to be talking about all the amazing programming, the meals, the volunteer opportunities, and the population of people that we're serving out of this great community center. So we hope you enjoy the show. Stay tuned. Hi everyone, welcome to the Mayor's Table. With me today we have a special guest, a first time guest on the show, which is just so crazy to me. Jack Lowry, our adult programs manager here for the city of Farmington. Thank you for being here.
Oh, thank you for having me, Mayor Duck. I appreciate that very much.
Yeah, there's so much that goes on at the Bonnie Dallas Senior Center. And frankly, I'm embarrassed, Jack, that we've not had you on here to talk about all the things that you're doing, advocating for seniors, providing entertainment. And opportunities for them to get involved, and it's such an important part of this community that I'm just excited to talk about it today.
I'm excited to be here, and you saved the best for last.
There we go. Well, we'll have you back on again because there's just too much going on here. In our notes today, just going through the talking points, there's just too much that goes on throughout the year for us to miss out on another opportunity to bring you on. So let's make this a recurring role. But first, Jack, you've been here for 7 years as the adult programs manager. I always find it interesting that, you know, you came from outside the area to kind of hear the story of individuals who've relocated to Farmington. So what brought you to Farmington?
Well, the job brought me to Farmington, first of all. I have worked in Illinois, Montana, my home state of Washington, Arizona, Colorado, and doing senior center work for all these different nonprofit organizations. I was intrigued by this position and I applied for it right on the very last day that it was open, got interviewed, and sure enough I got selected. So it was a great process, but I love the Farmington community. It is by far my favorite place to serve.
Well, that's excellent. I like that testimonial. I'm going to capture that and share that everywhere.
All right. Good deal.
So in 7 years' time, you've obviously, you know, you're fully in charge and kind of running the show at the Bonnie Dallas. I mean, tell us a little bit about kind of what is the thing you love most about the Bonnie Dallas Center and what all you guys do.
You know, I would say it's the people. I have a real heart for senior citizens. I always have. Since leaving the military in 1989, it's been what I've done. My education is all about gerontology. So I'm a bachelor's and a master's degree in gerontology and the study of aging and services for older people. And I have just loved it. That's my passion. I always tell people it's not just my passion, but it's my ministry as well.
Well, we got a great platform here. I know the Bonnie Dallas has been here in the city of Farmington for...
Well, my research shows that it goes back at least to 1982.
Okay.
And that's when Bonnie herself, Bonnie Dallas, was making meals in her little kitchen in that little house to deliver to people in the community, older people in the community. This was prior to any kind of funding that I can find. And then eventually the city took over the program, expanded that little house, and then made another expansion, and then expanded again by purchasing the school and the school warehouse that we currently call our annex and our activity center.
I didn't realize that that was the history, that it started with Bonnie making meals and delivering them. That's fantastic.
Yeah, there's newspaper articles that we found in our archives with her and several other ladies, you know, happily cooking away and preparing meals for delivery to people's homes.
So now, I mean, we start with Bonnie, and now, how many meals on average are you serving? Because I know we have special meals for holidays and things like that, but on a regular basis.
On a regular basis, our average daily meal is about 220 in our congregate setting, meaning in our dining room. Okay. And then we deliver about another 105 to folks at home.
So about 325 meals a day.
At least. And that's not on a hamburger day. Now, on a hamburger day, you can near double that 225. I mean, we get a lot of people coming in for hamburgers. I don't know why, but our hamburgers are loved all over this community.
Wow. That's just incredible. Yeah. You know, we'll do, you know, the Christmas meal. We'll mm-hmm. do the Thanksgiving meal. And, of course, the rooms, we do it in two shifts. You know, or sometimes we'll do two shifts in.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, probably on those days, it's, you know, 500, 600.
Easily. You've participated in those. You've helped to serve those meals. We get so many people coming through there. And it's not just from Farmington. People are bringing their families. They're visiting from out of state. They are enjoying this opportunity with their loved ones to come in and enjoy that meal and have a nice little get-together. It's really, it really makes for a hard day because there's just so much to do. And we're grateful for yourself and the city council that come down and, you know, help to serve that. Because sure. without you guys, it would be a lot harder.
Well, we get police and fire and, you know, a bunch do. Of staff out there for we that. Do. But on a regular basis, your staff is amazing. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the volunteer opportunities that exist there as well.
Mm-hmm.
But just thinking about if I was interested in bringing my family down to the senior center for a meal.
Mm-hmm.
There is a fee, or there's not a fee. I mean, can you tell us about that?
Sure. So for our dining room meals, if you are age 60 or over, it's a donation. We recommend a $3 donation per meal, but we will accept anything in any amount. Donations help us to keep serving the meals and to ensure that everything runs and we have plenty of resources. The other part of that is if you're under age 60, 59 and under, it is a mandatory $6 fee. And right now, I'd say we get about 10 under age 60 per day. These are folks that come in with their parents or just know they can get a good meal for $6,
sure.
Which is pretty rare.
Right.
So we do serve excellent meals. I have to give my kitchen staff some props here. I mean, every day they're in that kitchen 7 a.m. until 2 o'clock, and they are prepared food for this community, and they do an excellent job.
How many staff do you have in the kitchen?
Right now, I have 3 cooks and 3 kitchen aides, and so a total of 6 in there that are just nonstop from 7 a.m. on.
Are there any openings currently at the senior center?
Well, unfortunately, I just had one resignation just yesterday, so yes, I do. I have one part-time position available, and if you're interested, please come to the senior center. We'll tell you how you can get that.
That's perfect. No, yes, great segue into that. You know, but beyond the meals, which is just, it's a big component
mm-hmm.
of what you guys do. I mean, you've got the weekday lunches. You also are providing, and this is going on right now, the Senior Olympics. It's the High Desert Games.
Yes, that's right. Senior Olympics began on Monday the 11th, and we've had one game so far. We've had one coming up. We've got cornhole coming up on the 20th, and that's a team event, the first time that we've done this.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so we've got another.
Cornhole's become extremely popular.
It has, and so is pickleball.
Oh, yeah,
pickleball's big. Pickleball time. Is taken off, and we are together working with the pickleball group that is here in Farmington, and they've just boomed, and they are just really popular, and we love supporting them as well, and they support us.
Well, yeah, it's pickleball is just, it's been amazing to me to see its rise to fame, and everybody of every age now is playing.
That's right,
pickleball. But then you've got a mixer coming up, you've got chess, you've got 8-ball tournament. It's just a really well put together, well organized, kind of fun event. Mm-hmm. And right now, this is the local games. They also have state games, which are in Las Cruces.
That's correct. Okay. Las Cruces in July.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So, great. But that's going on right now. And then coming up, you've got a community yard sale.
We do, and that will be in June. We're allowing anybody in the community, not just seniors, that want to come in, rent a space, $10, and we will rent you a space, and you can lay out whatever you want to sell. So we're going to close off a portion of Wall Avenue, and we also have our annex parking lot. We have indoor spaces and outdoor spaces, so if you've got craft or small items, we can accommodate you. But other than that, you know, come and give us a call. If you want to call us regarding the yard sale, you'd want to call area code 505, of course, 599-1390, and that will put you in touch with Charlene Trujillo, and she'll get you hooked up.
So any of those thrifty shoppers that are out there, June 15th at the Bonnie Dallas Center, it sounds like that's going to be a big event.
Well, we had done this in the past. The last one we have done, though, was 2018, and then it, for some reason, just kind of fizzled away. We want to revive it. We want to do this again. It was popular then, so we're pretty confident it'll be as popular today.
Awesome. On a regular basis, though, you've got arts and crafts, crafty ladies, quilting groups, sewing, ceramics, jewelry, drawing, open arts lab. You've got partnerships with the Encore program at San Juan College, basic Spanish language classes, mm-hmm. Tai Chi and meditation groups, mm-hmm. piano lessons with Nadine, Navajo and English Bible study groups. I'm just going to go through this list, Jack.
And sure, then go for
it. We've got our fitness center there, which has been very popular. Yeah. Saturday night date night dance. I've heard great things about that.
Oh, thank you.
Monthly bingo, card and board games, creative writing group. Trips and tours, transportation to homebound services, annual tax assistance and preparation, annual Medicare enrollment, information assistance. I mean, there's so much there. And for people to get information on when all these are taking place, what do they need to do?
Well, I would start by calling the main phone number for the Senior Center. So you can reach the Bonnie Dallas Senior Center at 505-599-1380. Just tell them what you're looking for, and they can direct it to the right staff member by calling that phone number.
Wonderful. And then if you're online, you can find this information. Is it on Facebook as well?
Yes, sir. All of our material goes onto Facebook and on the city website as well. So the Bonnie Dallas Senior Center does have a page on the city website where everything is posted.
Great. And that calendar also includes what the meals are going to be each day.
Yes, sir.
That's a separate page.
It's embedded in the newsletter.
Okay.
But folks can always come to the Senior Center and pick up a hard copy of both the newsletter and the menu. So the menus are published every month online or at the center.
I want to talk to you a little bit about this transportation to homebound services. So one of the things that's listed here is reserved transportation. What is that?
So reserve transportation just means if we have a senior in the community, 60 or over, who needs a ride, who is maybe not driving right now, their car broke down, they don't drive anymore, we are available to pick them up and take them to any destination within the city limits of Farmington, and there is no charge for this.
Okay.
We do accept donations for any of our services, but we do not charge an individual for rides within the city limits of Farmington. It operates between 9 a.m. and at 3 p.m.
Interesting.
Yes.
Is there a service that will drive people to Albuquerque?
You know, I understand that there is, but right now it's really limited and it's very expensive.
Okay.
Mr. Mayor, I would probably have to do a little bit more research to give you more information.
Well,
I threw
your curveball on that. I've had that come up a couple times, and I've been interested in kind of following up to see if that's something that we can offer.
Well, you know, I know that there are grants that are in process right now that are looking to do these kind of services, especially inner city, which is really needed, going between Aztec and Farmington, Bloomfield and Aztec and Bloomfield and
sure.
Farmington, all over. So there are organizations that are working on that. What I would say for anybody who might need transportation services, give us a call. If we can't help you, we can hook you up with somebody who can.
Okay. House cleaning services.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about that. I didn't know we offered house cleaning services.
Yeah, we do. It's called a homemaker program. Again, it's for seniors age 60 and over. We actually put a person into that home once a week, 2 or 3 hours, to do light housekeeping services. Change bed linens, wash dishes, whatever the person needs. They don't do anything heavy lifting. They can't climb. They can't do deep cleaning like moving furniture, but they do help to keep the home tidy and maintained so the person can live at home and not have to worry about, you know, their house being maintained.
Sure. Yeah. And that would be the same number.
Same
right?
number. And just to repeat it real quick.
Let's do
505-599-1380. That's our main number, and you can get hooked up with that service.
What I love about some of these programs you're offering is it's we're never too young to learn something new, you know, and I think that's so important as we grow older that we continue to challenge ourselves and challenge our minds. Spanish, Tai Chi, piano, English and Navajo Bible study groups. I mean, those are great ways to keep people interactive. Creative writing group. There's volunteer opportunities at the center, and I want to talk about that.
Sure.
Because we're always looking and advocating for more volunteers in our community. We just had the mayor's volunteer partnership banquet last weekend. Had a great turnout, and we get to celebrate individuals who are really committed and putting some hours in, whether it's at the senior center or at the animal shelter or somewhere else. Really love that evening. And two people that stood out to me that night was Colin and his daughter Amelia, who are volunteers at the senior center. And I know they do the home delivered meals service.
Yes, sir.
And Amelia, who she's 12. I mean, she's
approximately in that neighborhood.
She goes with her dad, and I think she had 50 hours of service for last year. So
she did.
So again, it's these volunteer opportunities are open to anybody, young and old. And where can we use people right now?
Well, home delivered meals is probably our biggest need.
Okay.
That's where the person would come to us. We would provide them with the meals, hot and cold meals. They would take it out and deliver on a short route and deliver to the folks at home. The service is necessary because it's not only providing a meal, but it's providing eyes.
Interaction.
Yes. Eyes. Well, yeah. Somebody gets to go and actually see that senior, and then they can tell us, hey, you know, so-and-so Betty Lou might need help in home, and then we can address those needs from there. So just that one visit to the home might be that senior's only visit all day long. So it's really a very important volunteer opportunity.
And you're averaging about 105 of those deliveries a day.
That's correct.
Is it 7 days a week that you guys are delivering?
So we deliver 5 days a week.
Okay.
However, if a person is in need and they need to have that weekend meal, we do provide frozen meals for the weekend.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Good to know. All of these things cost money, Jack.
They do.
You know, and the city, of course, is the big kind of component of that funding, but we also get a lot of funding from the state of New Mexico, but we will also accept donations.
We do.
And I think this is an important conversation because in my conversations with city staff about where we're at right now in regards to our budget for food is we're not getting enough money from the state to provide the full need for food.
Right.
So we're subsidizing it through local tax dollars and through those donations. There's a campaign out there right now for an organization in Albuquerque that's kind of blanketing New Mexico, asking for donations to their organizations. But I want to encourage our viewers. The home delivered meals program is critical.
Critical.
The 220 meals a day that we're serving each day in the center is critical.
Mm-hmm.
All of these meals are caloric. You know, they meet the caloric requirements of.
They do, yes. They are analyzed by a nutritionist for nutrition content and calories.
So this is an important thing, and I just want to encourage our community. If you can't volunteer time, we certainly would love the donations because you know exactly where they're going. It's a population of individuals who need our support.
Right.
I mean, I think about society in general. We should be taking care of each other from, you know, from cradle to grave in places where we got to fill that gap, and I think it's really important that we take up that call. So if people are interested in doing donations to the Bonnie Dallas Senior Center, what do they need to do?
Well, if you're interested in donating any kind of monetary gift to the nutrition programs that we provide, I would pay a visit, first of all, 109 East La Plata, and just pay us a visit. Come and see what we do, first of all. You will be impressed with what you see. If you want to mail a check, you can simply address it to the Bonnie Dallas Senior Center at 109 East La Plata. That's in Farmington, 87401. You can stop by, drop it off, mail it to us. We will gladly accept any donation. One thing I want to mention here, you're right about those rising costs. Food costs have risen 14% in the last year. It's really stressed our budget. So yes, any donation from the public, anything we can do to help offset those costs is really important.
Well, individuals or companies, corporations, I mean, this would be a great calling, I think, for them and their employees. Yep. To look for, it's just another great opportunity to give back.
Yes,
I really believe that. So I wanted to emphasize that, Jack, because I think a lot of people don't know. Mm-hmm. Honestly, they, and I think this goes for a lot of services that are provided, it takes money. Mm-hmm. And your money is coming from state, it's coming from grants, it's coming from local tax dollars. I don't know how many senior centers operate under local government. I mean, I imagine it's pretty common.
Well, all five of the senior centers in San Juan County, that would be Aztec, Bloomfield, Fruitland, Lower Valley Senior Center, and the Blanco Senior Center, they're all operated by their municipalities. However, they get the funding through the city of Farmington, who is the local provider for this county, and then we all share in that pot of state and federal money to provide these programs.
So what does that number look like when we take all five centers together? How many individuals are we talking about? Do you know?
Yeah, I could probably give you a good guess. Well, of course, Bonnie Dallas Senior Center is averaging about 220 a day. City of Aztec operates about 65 a day. Bloomfield, about the same thing. Lower Valley, probably about 40 a day. And then Blanco, maybe 10 per day. Okay. So you wrap all that together and you've got and that's only the congregate side. That doesn't include their home delivered. Bloomfield and Aztec both operate on a number of routes that are just exceedingly large, and their donations are needed because they operate in rural areas outside their city limits, and so they rely on that kind of contribution for their routes as well.
Sure. So let's encourage folks too. I mean, if you're interested in volunteering and you're in Aztec or Bloomfield or Blanco or Fruitland, These are places that you can also volunteer to help serve those home-delivered meals.
Yes, sir.
I mean, just doing quick math, you were talking probably 405 individuals who are eating in-house in those centers. Mm-hmm. And then, I would imagine if we're 105 Meals on Wheels, it's probably close to 200 total.
I would probably say for that, we're probably approaching 400.
For
all five centers. Like I say, Aztec and Bloomfield, I mean, they are huge for their home-delivered. Their home deliveries exceed what they do in-house.
Yeah, we need each other.
We do.
We really do.
We rely on each other all the time.
What other components, Jack, can we share with folks about things that are happening there or how people can get involved?
Well, I would just say, if you're at all interested in anything we do at the Senior Center, stop by and pay us a visit. Everybody who visits us always walks away saying, wow, I didn't know this was in our community. We are the best kept secret in the city of Farmington. We encourage everybody to come down, at least give us a try. There is that popular feeling out there, I'm too young to go to a senior center. That's for the old folks. Well, you know what? It's not true. Come on down. We've got something for everybody. We have got something that will interest everybody. Give us a try is all I can say.
Well, that's what I was gonna actually bring that up, because I have a mother who's almost 80 years old this year, And she's still too young to go to the senior center. But it's that first step into the facility, really. And and that's the same thing with everything in your life. It's the first step that's always the hardest. But take advantage of this. I mean, there's we have such a fantastic staff, such fantastic programming. And I imagine, you know, the crafty ladies and the quilting groups, you know, these are all led by local people who this is their passion. They want to continue to share their knowledge and experience. Yeah, I mean, it's just a great community center.
Right.
You know, we can call it a senior center, but it's really a community center.
Absolutely is.
And just appreciate the work that you all are doing to help kind of, expand your reach.
Right. Well, you know, I can't take all the credit. My staff, I mean, they are phenomenal. They are just the best. I could not imagine trying, even attempting to do what we do without all their dedication and their hard work.
Yeah. We say that for a lot of the services we provide for sure here. Mm-hmm. The City of Farmington is a great organization.
And, absolutely.
We continue to challenge ourselves every day to be better and to make sure that we're reaching as far as we can with the dollars we have available. Mm-hmm. You know, they are limited.
They are. And we're doing everything we can with our limited resources.
Oh, yeah.
Like our trip. We have a trip coming up.
Oh, okay.
Going to be very popular, Monument Valley. Now, this again, you know, this is primarily for seniors. And this year, we're going to take three vehicles. Two of them will be for the ambulatory who want to go on the short hikes that we're going to take. And one will be for the folks that are maybe not so agile to be able to walk some of those trails, but want to see the scenery.
Sure.
So this is an opportunity to get everybody out there and give everyone a chance to kind of participate in these things.
When is it?
That will be on Friday, July 12th of this year.
Okay. So three vehicles.
Three vehicles.
And two for those who want to walk the trails, one for not. I just think Monument Valley is such a great day trip. Mm-hmm. We have such great scenery here in the Four Corners area, so that's fun. And have we done these trips before?
We do something different every year. Like last year, we did Pagosa Springs.
Okay.
The year before that, we went to Santa Fe, to the square. So we do that. And we also have our regular trips that we do, like our color trips in the fall. So we will take one trip and go to Silverton. We'll take the second trip and go to Ouray. And that goes through the mountains, and the colors are changing. And people love that. And they also love the hot springs.
Sure. Who doesn't love a hot spring?
That's right.
Yeah. Wonderful, Jack. Well, what other, anything else? Any other components we want to make sure folks know about today?
Well, there are, as you mentioned, there is something for everybody. If your thing is ceramics, we got a ceramics class. If you want to learn how to draw, we've got a drawing class. If you want to learn how to sew, we've got a sewing group. We provide the sewing machines. We provide the everything that you need to get started on this craft and then build yourself up to a new hobby, a new interest, something that interests you. We are just all over, and we have got so much to offer this community if you come down and give us a try.
No doubt. Well, you're touching all the senses, I think. You know, it's and I encourage this with our young people too, is so much of our activities now happen on that 3x5 inch device in our hands, and here we're opening up opportunities for folks to actually go out and experience life and experience the real world that we're living in. And there's just so much to offer here in the Four Corners that it just makes sense. I mean, Right. Let's get out and let's explore. And really appreciate the Bonnie Dallas Center and staff and Jack, you guys putting together these great programs. So,
well, thank you. We love what we do.
Well, we're going to continue to challenge that process. I know you will as well. And thank you for being here with us today.
Thanks,
and we'll bring you back on maybe later on this year and talk about Christmas and things happening over there at the center.
I'll bring pictures.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Yeah. Wonderful. Well, thank you for joining us today. We hope you've enjoyed learning about the Bonnie Dallas Senior Center and all the promising and awesome programming and the meals and everything that's taking place there. Again, volunteer opportunities are available. So please come down to the center on La Plata Street. You can give them a phone call, 505-599-1380, for a lot more information on things that are happening there. So check out the Bonnie Dallas Senior Center. It's a great community center here in the City of Farmington. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you here next time on the Mayor's Table.